Today's lesson is a lovely lesson, number 89, called Lengthening the Arms. I'm sorry that a couple people aren't here because I kind of targeted it for them, but that's okay. They can listen. Today is, I think, the 25th. Is that right? 24th? 24th. Okay. It's a long month, right? So October 24th, 2018. So, as usual, beginning on your back, legs long, arms down by your side, and as we were briefly discussing, is to begin to bring awareness and attention to yourself. So it's starting to notice yourself. And again, as I was mentioning, it's always interesting to notice where you're attention is drawn to. What part of yourself? Is it a part of you that you have discomfort or that is just uncomfortable? Or is it a part of yourself that you do feel comfort? And then bring attention and awareness to those four dots, those four points. 2 points behind the shoulder blades and the 2 points in your buttocks. And then connect those points or dots with lines to make your rectangle, to observe how your rectangle shows up today. And how you sense your spine. And is it lined up in the center of the rectangle? Sensing your cervical spine, which comes out of the top part of the rectangle, your neck and your head, drawing some attention and awareness to your whole head and face, which we explored last week. And then observing today your arms and how your arms are lying on the floor. And with your arms, your shoulders. So does one shoulder feel, hey Bonnie, higher or lower than the other? Where do you place your arms next to you, and are they positioned in a similar fashion, or is there anything different about one arm than the other? Slowly roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, observing the rolling of your head and how that feels. Excellent. And then lastly, bring some attention to your breath and breathing, your inhalation, exhalation. And then you're going to bring your arms above you on the floor. And with your left hand, you're going to make a fist. And with your right hand, you're going to grab the left hand below the fist. That's it, Lynn. Okay? And you're going to use the right arm to think of pulling and lengthening a little bit onto the left arm. So think of the lengthening occurring all the way down to your armpit and into your side and your ribs. Right, so you're kind of pulling up, that's it. And then you let it go, and then you do it again. So you see if you can lengthen that arm, but then get into that armpit and all the way down to the ribs on the left side. That's it. And then pause for a moment. We're going to change over. Keep the arms up. Make a fist with the right hand and get a hold of the right wrist with the left hand. And then the same idea of lengthening up, grabbing into the armpit and the right ribs, letting it go back, and then pulling up again. Really observing, can you get into the armpit and the ribs, or do you get stopped or stuck somehow in the shoulder joint? And then let that go. Slowly bring your arms back down to rest. And now we're going to go back to a movement we've done many times of bending your right knee. Bring your right foot to stand. Right? That's it. And it's this movement of pressing your foot into the floor. Remember, you keep your right knee over your foot. You really want to pay attention that your whole foot is in contact with the floor. So the toes, so you're not rolling to the inside or the outside of the foot because you're keeping your knee over the foot. And you're going to start to roll your pelvis to the left. So the right side of the pelvis comes up. You roll onto the left side, and just begin in this to start feeling the opening of your right hip joint, and then the movement of the ribs on the right side. So those come up and they start to scrunch together, and the ribs on the left side, right, are getting longer. So these are just places for you to draw your attention to sense what's going on. That's it. Come back to the center and let's pause. Lengthen that leg. And now we're going to do the same thing with your left leg. So again, start off by bringing the left foot to standing in that good standing position, feeling the entire foot stays on the floor, pushing your foot into the floor, rolling the pelvis now to the right, keeping the left knee over the foot, just observing the movement of lifting the left side of your pelvis, having the ribs on the left side come together as the ribs on the right side spread apart. That's it. And then come back. Straighten your left leg and just pause and rest a moment. And now go ahead and bring your arms above you again. Make a fist with the left. Get a hold of that wrist with the right. And once again, you're going to start to lengthen and pull on the left wrist, lengthening into the armpit, into the ribs, and just observing if anything's a little bit better or easier. So you lengthen a little bit and then let it go. And now you're going to go ahead and bend your right leg and bring it to stand. And we're going to add in this part of the movement. So as you lengthen the left arm, you're going to push the right foot into the floor. So you'll start to roll to the left. Those left ribs are opening up as you're pulling on the left wrist. And then you go back to the beginning. So each time you're looking for a little bit more clarity to occur on this left side. This whole idea of the left side lengthening, those ribs lengthening, opening up into your left armpit, the left wrist. Now there will be a moment, and it's down the road, where you'll feel like, I could actually roll onto the left side. I don't want you to go that far, but just know that that is coming. And what would happen is that your head would just roll onto your left arm. But what's important is that you get enough length in your ribs and armpit that the whole left side means your whole armpit is resting on the floor for your head to roll onto the left arm. So you just take your time with the progression. There's no rush getting there. And it's almost like that you're making a hoop right for your head. And you're twisting your rib cage, your whole trunk around that right leg, which is staying upright. That's it. Just play with that a few more times. Good. Okay. Come back. Let's rest. Just observe how things feel now. Your breath, your breathing. Okay, so we're going to bring the arms up to begin with. You're going to make a fist with your right wrist. There you go, hand. Grab with the left below. And start with the legs long first. And just start to begin to lengthen the right arm. Connecting into the right armpit, the right side of the ribs. That's it. And now you're going to add in, that's it, the left leg. So again, first positioning it and then pressing the foot into the floor to gently roll the pelvis as you're lengthening that right arm. So again, the armpit needs to be completely opened up with the elbow and the ribs on the right side before you introduce the concept of your head slightly rolling onto that right arm. All right, so there's no hurry to get there. I know sometimes it's useful to know where you're heading to approach. Beautiful. Okay. And then come back and let that go. And rest. So something to be aware of, and I think this was occurring for some of you, is if it feels like it's kind of jamming up right in the shoulder instead of it being free in the shoulder to connect to the ribs. So if you start to feel something like that, that's when you back off and you draw your attention back into the rib area. But we're now going to do a little work with your neck and cervical spine, because that has a lot to do with the shoulders. So this time, bending both knees, bring both feet to standing, and you're going to bring both hands up to get a hold of your head. And your thumbs, it's kind of a little bit of a funky position, but you'll get used to it. Your thumbs are in front of your ears, and then the rest of your fingers are on the back side of your head, spread apart. Okay? And because what you're going to think, and it's okay if you want to look at me, it's like as if you're in standing, is that you're going to like literally lift your head off you. Right? So the direction that you're going is up towards the back of the room. Right? So your head will lift like a half an inch away from the floor so that you don't rub your hair, right? But think you're not lifting towards the ceiling. So Lynn, think lifting this way, right? So if you look at me, right? So you're not doing this, right? So if I grab my head, see, it's like I'm gonna pull my head off my spine. So you should feel your cervical spine, it gets long. And then what's real important with this, like the previous movements, is you gotta let it go. So you gotta let your head come back on top of your neck. And very delicately, so you lift up, and then you let it come back down. Beautiful, Lynn, that was it. So really make sure you've got those thumbs, that's it, CJ, on the front side of your ears, right? So you're getting, so I want you to think, I'm gonna come around and help all of you. So let this relax, yeah, because you're lifting this way. I want you to think this way. Now, you do it with me, but yeah, so just, that's it. See, because when you lift this part away from the floor, it was taking, you feel the difference?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
It's like traction.
It's traction. And the best way to do traction is on yourself. It's pretty scary when somebody else does it. Okay, pause. Because first of all, can you feel how your head is
tilted?
Yes. Well,
kind of.
It's good for me to. We will get a private session here. I'm like, oh, your head is so. Thumbs in front.
Yeah.
There, like that.
Okay.
And like this. Just think. Nothing with your legs. Just that's it.
You're doing it though.
But see how you do this more than this?
Oh.
Yeah, so. But yeah, your head is on crooked.
That's what it is then.
So if I do that, that doesn't feel straight. So this is the side that's really stretched out a lot.
Okay.
Is this the side that feels tight?
Usually, yes, right.
So, let's just get you here in the center. There we go, that's right there.
Oh, it feels tilted, okay.
That's it. You got it, Bonnie? That's it. So. That's it. Okay. Let's rest for a minute. Legs long. And I know it's not the easiest thing. It takes a little time to find it. But once you do, it feels so good. Because it's much safer you learning traction on your own than someone else. Okay, so one more time. We're going to come back to it. It's easiest with your legs bent, so bend your knees. Bring your hands up. Same thing. Yep. So, I don't want your hands back like that. So, thumbs are down. Nope. Like this. There. And now think. That's now you're tilting your chin in. So, keep neutral and think straight up.
It just doesn't go there. I'm not getting any movement.
That's it.
I'm stuck.
Okay. Pause for a moment. Okay, so we're going to come up to another position we're going to modify for you. Okay? You guys come up onto your knees. Okay? Lynn can do one knee and one foot. So you guys are all going to work towards that. So, on your knees, tuck your feet under, thumbs here, so, and then your fingers around, right? So, you're making a triangular shape here with your arm, right? So what you want to feel, and this is the same thing about what we did here, is you want to feel that when you go to lift up, it's occurring in here is the lifting. Okay, that's what you want to think to feel. So it's straight up, and it's not a huge movement, right? It's more of a sense that your head is pulled off you a little bit. And then how you can tell is when you let go, you feel this weight. But think of underneath your elbows, the lower arms and the ribs. Yes? Are we getting some clarity? Some of you might need your knees a little bit further apart. There you go. Got it? It's very small, but when you lift it up, it gets tiring in your arms, but it feels really good in your neck. Okay, tired? Cool? Okay. So let's see if we can stay on our knees. And we're going to go back to the right arm. It's going to make a fist, right? And so now it's part of this same thing. So as you go to lengthen this right arm, and I get into my right ribs, also the neck is lengthening up, right? So you think about it, because your hands aren't there. But you're getting length in your neck and your ribs, and you're kind of coming over to the left side. You come back. So you lift up, lengthen, and you see how my neck lengthens in the center. My head's not falling. That's it. Now, bring the hands back, and you're going to try the same thing to the left. You're going to lengthen. Yes. And then you feel more of the right side of the ribs. Yes? Is it getting clearer? Okay, let's pause and rest on your back. I know, right? To be on the knees. Okay, let's come up again. And you know, we could all turn around, Mia. Let's all face the mirror. It doesn't, sometimes it's okay to face the mirrors, right? So again, legs, knees a little wider for balance. Feet or toes are tucked under. Okay? So now, you're going to get a hold of your left wrist. So look at your head. It's in this space, right? It's like a hoop, right? So as you lengthen up and you start to go over, your head stays in the hoop in the center, right? So some of you want to do this, right? And then you're not keeping your head with the hoop. That's it. Nice, Lynn. That's it, Bonnie. And you're lengthening and getting those ribs to open on the left side. That's it, Nia. Then come back. Then, here we are again. Up. And so again, your head's in the center, right? See the space that you make? Negative space is a wonderful thing. So you have this negative space on both sides. And that space stays the same. So as your ribs are bending, so is the cervical spine. It matches. Am I making sense? And you're lifting up. So it's a feeling of lightness in the cervical spine. Then you can come back to this, and your head just knows how to do that. That's it. Now, we're going to bring your right foot to stand. I don't think, can you do that, Lynn, or no? You need to stay the way you're at. That's okay. You can stand up. Okay, so here we are with your right foot standing, left foot knee down, toes tucked under, fist with the left hand, and you're going to pull on those ribs coming over to the right, which is going to bring weight onto the right leg. So if you kept on pulling, you would start to pull up and stand up. And then you go back down. So you got to control yourself going down. You still hold. We'll try it one more time and then we'll take a break. It's tiring. That's it, Nia. That's it, Kareen. Okay, let's rest on your backs. Whew! I think one of the most unbelievable things, it's so tiring to have your arms above you, right? Because we don't have our arms above us very much. Okay, so let's come up again, and we're going to start on both knees, but then we're going to go to one, but Lynn, you modify. We're going to change now, make the fist with the right arm, pulling with the left. Again, your head stays in that space. And then, just like we did on the floor, right, bringing your left foot to stand, right? So you come over and take your time. So first, you feel the weight coming on to the left leg, right? And you feel when is the place that you could lift up. And then you have to really take your time. So you keep holding to go down. You just don't drop down. It's controlled. Then you come up again. That's it. And then come back down. Okay, and rest again. Whew. That's the hardest part. Just feel if something's different up in that cervical spine, upper back. Okay, so let's go back to bending both knees again. And now getting a hold of your head. And very gently, thinking of just traction, you're going to just, head goes up. And you let it go. Just the small, beautiful, Lynn. You really have this down. Smallest amount. So Bonnie, don't lift up towards the ceiling. So when I say up, look at me. So what you're doing is this. That's not traction. When I say up, I mean up towards the back of the room. So see? In fact, I don't even need, I mean, if you want to watch again, pretty much you can do this with your thumb and index finger, right? I'm here, and just those two points, and just up. You don't even need the rest of it. Because some of you come behind here, and then you're wanting to do this. Okay? So if it simplifies, you could even just think of your, in here, the inside of your hand, thumb to the index finger, and you just go up. Does that make sense? Does that help? Corinne, you're lifting. I know. So what you keep doing, like kind of like Bonnie, is you're, and then when you see it on me, you'll go, oh, why would I want to do this? You keep doing this. Okay? So that's why I said, even if you just use this part of your hand, don't even, just think up. Up towards the back of the room. That's it. That's all it is. You're looking for something really big.
Yeah.
The big enchilada. That's at Taco Bell. That's all it is. Okay, just that small. Good? Okay. Let it go and rest. Just feel how your cervical area is feeling now, your upper back, shoulders. Okay, let's bring your arms over. With the left hand, you're going to make a fist. We're going to go back to the right, getting a hold of it. You're going to bring your right leg up to stand. And you're going to add the pelvis in, you know, secondly. So you first lengthen that left arm, lengthen the ribs, push the right foot, start to roll onto the left side, and you'll see how easily your head wants to roll on now because you have that armpit open. Look at that. How'd that happen? Right? And it's really a cool feeling not to take this lightly. It is a really big thing that you can open up your shoulder enough that you're able to have a straight line all the way down your left arm through the armpit into your ribs. This is not easy. I hate to say, get older, people lose this mobility in their shoulder. So feel how easy your head now rolls onto that left side. And you even can go a little bit further, like Lynn, you're doing such a nice job. You almost start to go a little bit on your tummy. And what controls you is that right foot, right? Because that's what will pull you back. So you start to get the front side of the ribs open even more. And now what you're going to do is you're going to start to pull that left arm a little bit more behind you. So once you roll onto the left side, you'll see the arm will actually move behind you in your head, and you're coming more onto the front of your ribs right there. And then can you pull? Ah. So you can actually, your head might roll off. Corinne, that's beautiful if you can just keep the leg intact. See, so then your head rolls off the left arm and you're actually lengthening your left arm behind you. Huge opening for the shoulders and upper back. I know, right? It's like, oh! That's it, Nia. There you go. Beautiful, Lynn. Okay, come back onto your backs. I lost Bonnie. And rest. And what's so unusual and wonderful about this lesson is you're integrating your shoulder with your rib cage. So actually, it's not becoming about your shoulder anymore. The more that your ribs are participating, the less it is about your arm and shoulder. So any upper neck, shoulder issues are disappearing. Okay, so we're going to try it with the other side. So you're going to make a fist with the right arm. The left hand gets a hold of, and then the left leg is in standing. Again, take your time. Remember, it's a progression. You first work on lengthening that right arm, getting into the right armpit, then engaging the left leg, starting to roll onto the right, letting your head start to roll onto that right arm. And then eventually, again, you're taking your time, you'll feel that you can roll a little bit more forward onto the right ribs, and your head will slide forward so that you're actually now starting to bring this right arm behind you. And what controls the movement is your left leg. It balances you to bring you back onto your back, and then pushing it into the floor to roll over to the right side. That's it, Corinne. And then straighten that arm. Now keep the leg up, keep that knee up. Keep the left knee up, no, up towards the ceiling. And why are you on the toes? Put the heel down. So keep that leg like that. And then roll the pelvis, open the hip, roll the ribs, that's what moves. That's it. Now let your head come a little bit more forward. And can you start to straighten this behind? Yes, behind you. There. That is great for you. That's it, Lynn. Now even see if you can so gently bring this arm behind you. There. That's it, Bonnie. Okay, come back. Let's rest. And this is one of those lessons that's too, I think, fairly easy to remember, because when you come up, you're going to feel so profoundly different. I'm sure you're going to want to repeat this at home. Okay, let's go back to the knees bent. And yes, getting hold of your head. Again, I'm going to encourage you, thumbs in front. Your index finger goes up along your ears, the side of your head, and you're hardly using the rest of your fingers, and you're just thinking up, like you're going to pull your head off your spine. And then you just gently let it go. And what I'm hoping is this is getting better, Bonnie. It's getting clearer. That's it. Okay, and let that go and rest again. Okay, so let's come over to your knees one more time. And let's go to the right leg standing, left knee down, left hand with the fist. Get a hold with the right. Right, so you're going to lengthen, and remember, your head stays in the circle, so you don't end up like this, right? And you're lengthening over to the right and up. And you do this a couple times till you feel, oh, there is my right leg, so I can stand on it. And then you're holding, so there's like traction on my left arm to lower back down. You see how slow I go back down? There's no dropping. So you really feel, you see the ribs on me, how the ribs come out over that left hip, and then I come up. And then I'm going to keep that same thing so I can like drop down controlled. Whew. Okay, let's change. Legs, arms. So start with the right hand, wrist, lengthening the ribs, your head stays in the hoop, bringing weight onto the left so that you can come up. And then keeping that, and then lowering back down. And again, up. And then lowering back down. Good. Rest on your backs. So one more time, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, get a hold of your head, gently pull it up, traction, just once or twice more, feeling the connection through the armpits, the ribs. That's it. Excellent. And then let that go. Again, rest on your backs. And now bring your attention back to your rectangle, your four points. Noticing especially this shoulder girdle area, right, that rests on the outside of those two dots and your cervical spine. And how that area is feeling. How are your arms feeling? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left and see how that feels. And then lastly, as you bring your head back to the center, take another moment to really observe this entire rectangle down to your pelvis, to your legs. And then, taking your time, you're going to roll to a side. Bring yourself to sitting and then standing. We're going to do one more movement in standing. But first, just come up to standing. to feel how you feel in standing. It's really quite something. So just feel how organized, yeah, you are up here. It's like nothing below. Super light, like legs? What legs? Right, but it just, it's like, but there's a certain level of like almost power there with the lightness. You feel that? Are we feeling good? So again, you can do this on your own, but one more movement is to get a hold of your head now. So again, think of this shape here, right? And so when I go to lift the traction of my head, that's what I feel engage is where my arm, yes, those ribs. So those ribs lift up. And you can even walk, right? It feels so good. It's like, gosh, could walking feel like this all the time? Right? So you feel your hips are light, your back is light. And then what you want to do is, can you just keep this with your head and bring your arms down? So what you feel now is that these ribs underneath you, right? This is what's holding you up right now. And your arms just hang, right? This is where the power is in your trunk. Am I making sense? Yeah?
The arms just...
Yeah, the arms are just, right? So it's kind of getting rid of all this pressure that we get going in here. But right now walking, you should feel like there's something going on in those ribs holding you up. Excellent.